Welcome back to the How to Be Irresistible to Women newsletter series, your source for tips and techniques to make you irresistible to women. I'm James Brito, and I'm Irresistible to Woman. Now it's your turn. All right, well, today is going to be an interesting lesson. For all you rock stars, firemen, and coppers out there, you're going to love it. For those who aren't, well, we're going to give you lots of great ideas. Today's topic is guitars and guns. You can't go wrong. And joining me to talk about it is none other than our sweet seductress of sound, triple-O-relationships.com female expert, Amy Waterman. So, Aim, I noticed your eyes light up a bit when I used the word guitar. What's that all about?
What is it with women and guitar? There was this guy back a couple years ago, and he was actually a massage therapist in training, which made him very attractive to the girls. But the other thing he did was play guitar. And my best girlfriend at the time was sleeping with him, and she said it was the strangest thing. She said he got up after we made love and went and sat naked on a chair and just picked up a guitar and started playing it. And I had this image of this naked guy playing the guitar and thought, oh, my heart went pitter-patter.
Naked cowboy Times Square.
So strange. And then I ended up actually sleeping with him after she sort of stopped sleeping with him just because I wanted the guitar. He didn't play the guitar naked for me. So I thought I sort of missed out on that one.
No naked cowboy for you. Yep, you just can't underestimate the power of la guitarra. I've seen it, and you've probably seen it. When a guy brings out his guitar and plays a tune, especially a love song kind of tune, girls just melt. Add some long hair, rebellious attitude, and abandon. Man, you've got it made. But the great news is, even if you don't know how to play the guitar or if you're just struggling with it, there's help. I know this great website that actually belongs to one of your friends, Amy.
Yeah.
Jamarama, the Ultimate Guitar Learning Kit by Ben Edwards. Can you tell our listeners a little bit more about that, Amy?
Yeah, Jamarama's actually been around quite some time. And it's these guys, and they've all been part of fantastic bands here in the city. In fact, the bands, unfortunately, when, you know, young people bands, they come and they go, and some of the bands they were in were fantastic. I wish they waited and made it the big time. But then people have lives, they grow and go away. And ultimately, what they decided to do is they said, okay, we can't necessarily focus on a band and believe that's going to get us to the big time. We might as well have some business acumen and do something with our talent.
Yep.
So they created this absolutely amazing guitar learning product.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing.
It is. And it's done by guys just like you that want to learn guitar. Mm. And let me tell you, these guys do get the chicks. Ben has actually just got married. Mm. And all you have to do is go to, we've got this, I talked to Ben about it. I said, hey, I've got, you know, these friends out there. And what can you offer them if they want to learn guitar? And he said, well, just for you, Amy, I'm going to create a special discount. And so you can get that discount on Jamarama by going to www.000relationships.com/learn-guitar.
Sounds pretty good. Great. So, I mean, besides the guitar, which that sounds great, another thing that you can't go wrong with is a profession in uniform. Whether it's a cop, a fireman, or even a construction worker, girls just seem to go crazy for these men in uniform.
Oh, and it's also the muscles bulging out of the uniform as well.
I mean, what is up with that, Amy?
Well, I don't know, actually. I think it's simply because those professions also, you have to be so fit to be a policeman, very fit to be a fireman, very, very fit to be a construction worker. Yeah. And we like to think, what are those clothes hiding? Because let me tell you, if I see a fireman walking down the street, probably not in full dress, and I see a businessman walking down the street in a suit, I'm going for the fireman because that businessman may sit on his butt in his office all day signing checks. How do I know he's got anything interesting under there? But the fireman, ooh, muscles.
Doesn't leave too much to the imagination.
Or maybe at least everything.
Or everything. Well, no doubt playing a guitar or, you know, saving people's lives as a fireman is going to attract girls' attention. But Amy, what about all the guys who just aren't into stringing a cord or rescuing people from fires, shooting the bad guys?
Well, I'm not going to say go to dress-up parties.
Yeah, you don't want to dress up like the village people, probably.
No.
But I think the great thing is, I mean, personally, for you know, not joining the NYPD or the LAPD, it isn't for everyone. And, you know, maybe you don't want to just, you know, help build a 50-story skyscraper. I think you would agree with me. For guys who just aren't into that, just be yourself. You know, just enjoy what you do and make the most of it.
Well, part of the thing, I think, with the uniform is that it conveys that sense of authority. Mm-hmm. And what you can do is think of your clothing like a uniform. Ask yourself, what does my clothing say about me? Does mm-hmm. it say, you know, does it emphasize your V shape, which is, of course, the muscular shape that a man would have? Or do I look like I just threw on whatever shirt I had lying around, whatever mm-hmm. jeans I had lying around? And women are going to look at me and think, well, he doesn't have any authority. He's got nothing exciting under there.
That's true. I mean, I think even the guys who don't necessarily play the guitar well, they dress well. They fit the image of your rock star. And that is a uniform, isn't it? I mean, that's what turns girls on.
So that's it. I guess it's part of it is finding your identity, fashion identity. I've got one fellow I know who has these lovely, long, flowing hair. And we joke that he's an 80s porn star. But I will tell you, he will go out and walk down the street and women will stare at him because he's got this look. And it's a very distinctive look. And in a sense, it does the same thing that a uniform does. It mm-hmm. draws the attention.
Now, you and I have both heard of The Game by Neil Strauss. And, you know, Neil's good friend Mystery advocates this very interesting method called peacocking, which, as you know, is all about gaining attention, just wearing these ridiculously flamboyant clothes and, you know, 6-inch platform shoes and cowboy hats, whatever you have. Have you found that to be successful? I mean, if a guy can wear that with confidence, would you necessarily be attracted to this?
Well, I don't live in LA either. I think there's a lot of people in the big cities who are attracted to celebrities. And the one thing with celebrities is they get away with wearing clothes that most of us never would. So if I see a guy wearing something like that, I think he's got to be famous. And if I was one of those fans that attached myself to anybody famous, I definitely would want to know who this guy was.
There you go. There's hope for all of us. I mean, just dress like a celebrity. Just like you mean something and see what happens. You'll definitely get some heads turning your way. So remember, guys, if you haven't mastered the power of the guitar, there's a great resource for you. It's Jamarama, the ultimate guitar learning kit by Amy's good friend, Ben Edwards. What's that website, Amy?
That's 000relationships.com/learnguitar. All one word, just learn guitar.
This concludes today's edition of 000relationships.com's exclusive newsletter series. For more information about me, James Brito, visit my website, 000relationships.com/two-woman. That's 000relationships.com/two-woman. 000relationships.com. Now it's your turn.
Copyright 2006, 000relationships.com, a Unica Design Company. All rights reserved.